This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Oh, what a day. What a lovely day.
Yes, a beautiful day.
Beautiful day.
Beautiful day.
Beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day.
Actually, it's a beautiful day.
It's a beautiful day.
Let the initiation begin.
We got a show to do, boys.
We'll go right now. Let's go. Let's go.
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Coriel, Husker Nick, good morning. Welcome to Monday, the final week of 2020, thank God.
Man, it is here, finally.
Good morning, Husker Nick.
What's up, dude? How are you?
Good. Kind of refreshed.
Yeah.
Feel a little bit bad leaving you guys hanging last week, but sounds like you had a good time.
It was fine, yeah. No, we did good. Just getting ready for, you know, these 2 weeks.
The last two weeks
of the year are just, they're kind of boring, but we'll try to make the most of them. As we can, and you don't hear the third voice because Coriel Thomas, she is off this week.
Thank God.
Very happy for her. She's a workaholic.
Yeah, so. She really, unless you tell her or someone says, hey, by the way, we're going to be going somewhere, you need to take time off, she will not take days.
Yeah, hate people like that. God, just...
Such a hard worker.
What a butt kisser.
And we're glad that she's gone.
Absolute butt kisser.
And yeah, today is supposed to be a decent day, high of 34, but then the snowmageddon is supposed to come tomorrow.
I won't believe it till it happens. Okay. I don't buy, like, I'm sorry, but I don't buy these weathermen and their computer. I think they have too many computer deals that they look at.
Yeah.
And they always tell us the worst one. Like, somehow our weather has become like our news, where it's like the end of days all the time.
Yeah, right.
Like, whatever the worst possible thing we could go ahead and put out there, they'll be like, yeah, we might, according to one model, we might get 82 inches of snow. Right. When 96% of our models say we'll get 3.
Right.
But we're going to report the one that is telling us that there's 100 inches of snow coming.
That's exactly why, because we pair with 1011, our TV station partner, and Bill Rentschler is on. The weather should be pretty quiet for most of the day Monday, but then hell is unleashed on Tuesday. He doesn't say like that many words, but
what does he say?
He says we'll have big changes are looming on the horizon.
Oh my God.
There's a strong winter storm
to swing through. Be smart. Get yourself ready. Make sure you got gas in your car, but I don't know. I'll believe it when I see it. Hopefully it doesn't happen. Hopefully they're always wrong and we don't get these giant, you know, massive storms. But it would be a way to wrap up 2020 to have like 4 feet of snow drop on the ground.
Well, yeah, and does that really change anything for people working? Because a lot of people working from home. I mean, you just hop on the laptop and
they
go to work.
I don't know.
You can't make the excuse of, well, the weather stopped me from getting to work. Because, I mean, 2020 is going to change that for everybody.
Well, you know, it's funny you mentioned that. So, kids playing hooky and staying home now like snow days, I don't think they'll exist anymore.
Right.
Because now they've got the ability that if they think a snow day's coming, they can give the kids their little computers and they can go home. What a load of crap. Like, that is horrible.
Snow days are done.
If that's true, like, that's a load of crap.
That ruins everything for the kids.
Like, all those nights sitting at home hoping that it, like, snows enough to get school canceled no longer exists.
God. Man, that's super depressing.
Man, what a terrible year.
Sorry about that.
With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
All right, so today we got some more of your favorites, the best of the best of 2020. We get some Make It Rights. We'll actually get a pair of them for you today. A Buddy the Elf fail, a lawsuit against some parents, and some winter weather fun coming up.
When I wake up, wake up, Kix Mornings with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Lincoln's Kix 96.9.
Who would have thought Beastie Boys would be able to predict the future?
How so? What do they do?
With that song.
What
because
do they do?
Christmas got super awkward for the working family in Grand Haven, Michigan this Christmas.
Their name is Working?
W-E-R-K-I-N-G.
They're the Working family.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
So David Working is the oldest son in the Working family, and he made the news a few years ago when he called the cops on his parents for throwing away his massive porno collection.
Oh, man. Okay.
He had moved back into his parents' house in 2016 after a divorce. The next summer, he moved to Muncie, Indiana, and he was expecting his parents to kind of ship the 12 boxes of
I think I remember talking about this with you guys.
But instead they threw him away.
Wow.
His dad, Paul, wrote him an email saying, quote, "Frankly, David, I did you a big favor by getting rid of all of that stuff." Well, David has sued his parents, and the district court in Michigan just ruled in his favor.
Yeah.
So, David, do you want to guess how old David is?
How old is he?
He's 42, and he wants restitution for his porno collection that got tossed out by his parents.
I mean, here's the deal, all right? Depending on what... If it's like Playboys, it could be worth a lot of money.
Right, right.
I don't know what did he get? What was it?
Well, it just says 12 boxes.
Yeah, because I got a buddy who has...
That's a lot of magazines.
I mean, even if they're still just worth the dollar amount he paid for them,
right?
That's a lot of money.
Well, I mean, especially,
I'm not saying he needs to have a bunch of adult magazines laying around.
Right, but like, I mean, the Pamela Anderson covers on Playboy would be worth quite a bit,
tons
I'm sure.
Of money. Yeah,
Marilyn Monroe was on a cover.
I have a buddy I used to live with that he collects Playboys.
Yeah.
And they're worth a lot of money.
My roommate in college, he still does. So, he's married with kids, and he still does because it's part of his collection.
It just feels weird because baseball cards doesn't have the same connotation
it really doesn't.
Adult magazines do. Yeah. That are there. And when you just like say it out loud, I guess it kind of makes you feel like, right. Not feel too bad for you.
So apparently David has until February to decide how much he wants to ask for in damages. He estimated the collection's worth $25,000, but his lawyer said some of the things were, quote, irreplaceable. So we'll see what David gets out of his parents as far as restitution for his 12 boxes of porn.
I got to think that this has to be... Like they're worth money or something because the internet exists.
Right.
So you really don't need to have a bunch of magazines lying around your house.
Right.
This isn't where you're like sitting outside by the street waiting for Nudie Magazine Day to show up.
You don't have to do that anymore. No, because the internet's right there.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I guess good luck to him if he feels like he was wrong.
Right.
His parents.
Good luck to David.
His parents probably feel like he was reading those books and he wronged the guest bedroom. So I don't know.
However you feel. That's valid.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
All right, coming up, the Native Greatest from Music City. We'll get some good things to start your day, too. And Buddy the Elf Fail coming up.
Wake up, y'all.
Nowhere to find me in the morning. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Kix 96.9.
Coming up, Carrie Underwood's got a gift for everybody. Dan and Shay made a gift of new homes, a big deal for the holidays, and your favorite videos, the best of the best.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Coriel has your nitty gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Coriel's got a couple days off, so I'll get you the nitty gritty from Music City. Starting with Carrie Underwood, just pulled a, hey, I think there's one more present behind the tree that you missed gag that all parents have tried. No, it wasn't a Red Ryder BB gun. It's a new album, and she went on Instagram to tell everybody about it.
I've been making music that I love, giving my heart to the Lord with my gift, which you guys have been so wonderful to support. I basically didn't want all of that to end when I was making this music. I felt like my soul was in such a great place. I wanted to keep making music like the music off of my gift. So I am here to give you guys a little gift right now and announce that I did that. I went ahead and made some more music. I made an album called My Savior, which is hopefully just a little companion to my gift. This album is full of gospel hymns that I grew up singing. And I feel like you guys have kind of been asking me for a while to make an album like that because I've been lucky enough to do songs like that here and there along the way in my career. So that's what I did.
My Savior, look for that new album due closer to Easter, but very cool that she followed up My Gift, the Christmas album, with My Savior, which you'll get for you very soon. Dan is Shay helped three families celebrate the holidays in a new home. So the parents teamed up with Safe Haven Family Shelter and surprised three homeless families with starter homes.
So we're here downtown Nashville at Safe Haven.
What's up, everybody? What a warm welcome.
This is a pretty incredible day, being here with Safe Haven and Ashley Home Store. What they do is they provide affordable housing for families that are experiencing homelessness. There's some incredible families here who are being moved into some amazing homes, and we're going to be a part of that. It's going to be a really, really special day. We're fired up about it.
To make it even greater, the duo who called the collaboration the highlight of their year also recruited Ashley Home Store to make sure the homes were completely decorated, including decor for the holidays. So a very cool thing. And finally, with only a few days left of 2020, CMT announced their picks for the best videos of the year, with the top one going to Gabby Barrett's I Hope, followed by Mara Morris's The Bones, Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani, Nobody But You. And then rounding out the top five, Miranda Lambert's Bluebird and Ingrid Andress's More Hearts Than Mine. So and some great videos and great new music that happened in 2020. We look forward to more great new music coming in 2021. With the nitty gritty for Music City, I'm JP for Kix 86.9.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel and Husker Nick Show.
On the way, we start the week with some more good things. If you got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX Next.
Come on, man.
Hey.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kix 96.9.
Every weekday at this time, we get you some good things to start your day. And if you got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX 969. Just a direct message, and we'll tell you everybody about it. If it's a fundraiser, or if somebody did something good around you, or you did good by somebody else, we want to hear about it. Husker Nick, what's yours today?
Mine. So this guy's come under a lot of fire recently because he's been putting up all these TikTok videos dancing on the logos of opponents before games on their field. Okay. And then his Steelers have been getting their butts kicked recently, although they won this weekend. So I want to like shine some light on some good that Juju Smith-Schuster, the wide receiver for the Steelers, did over the weekend. He cleared $25,000 worth of a layaway for Christmas gifts and essentials for over 170 families last week.
Wow.
He also paid for Christmas gifts for over 200 kids. So he did a lot.
Wow.
And like, I know he's out here dancing on the TikTok and it's annoying people and all that stuff. But good on you, Juju Smith-Schuster. That's super cool.
That's solid. I love hearing stories like that. You don't have to take your decorations down yet. But when you do, think of Lincoln Boy Scout Troop 8. So they're picking up Christmas trees from local businesses and recycling. They've actually been doing it. This is their sixth year of the Christmas recycling program that they do. And they're expected to pick up anywhere to 1,200 to 1,400 trees from people's homes in Lincoln this year, which could be more than they did last year. All people have to do to get their tree is get their tree out to the curb and request it to be picked up by the scouts. So what I did is I posted it up on the Kix Facebook page. You can go there and check it out. And again, the dates start yesterday, all the way through January 10th. So you got time. Mm-hmm. If you want to go through the new year and have your Christmas tree up for a little while longer, you can do that. And then just think of the Lincoln Boy Scouts Troop 8. This is their sixth year doing it, and it's a very cool thing that they do. And you can go on, and then they'll just drop it by your curb. Let them know the time. They're going to be. They'll hook you up with the time to get out there and pick it up. And then that's all taken care of for you, which is super nice of them to do, and just a great thing that they do to wrap up the holiday season. So
yeah, way to go, fellas.
One of the many good things out there. Again, if you got a good thing, let us know. Facebook, Twitter, KX969.
Coming up next. Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Well, this could have been a great moment, just like in the movie Elf. A father and a son.
Mm. It was going to be...
Get up, y'all.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kix 96.9.
Dad! I walked all day and night to find you.
You look like you came from the North Pole.
That's exactly where I came from. I'm here.
Everybody knows that story because Elf has become one of the most popular Christmas...
It is.
Movies. It's actually, number two on that best of the Christmas movies of all time when I put out...
I feel like most everyone... has either seen it or knows of it.
Right.
Could see a photo of that actor sitting there with the gear on and be like, oh, Elf.
That's
right.
Buddy the Elf. Which
yeah,
Will
Buddy
Ferrell
the
play.
Elf. Yep.
And if you haven't seen it, it's about a guy who basically was in an orphanage, climbed in Santa's bag when he was dropping off some presents, ended up back in the North Pole, and there was a Bob Newhart as an elf who raised him as one of his own, and then all of a sudden Buddy realizes, no, I'm adopted. I'm a human. I'm not an elf.
See, Buddy, hope to find your dad.
Which is still so much fun. The narwhal saying goodbye to Buddy.
See you, Buddy.
And so Buddy does the trek to go and meet his dad, and when he gets there, he does this to him.
I'm here with my dad, and we never met. And he wants me to sing him a song. I was adopted, but you didn't know I was born. So I'm here now. I found you, Daddy. And guess what? I love you. I love you. I love you.
Because they think it's a Christmas gram. Not that he's actually coming to see his dad. So this inspired Doug Henning, who's probably seen this movie 100 times.
Okay.
Because he had an opportunity to meet his real dad.
Oh, wow. His biological father.
His biological father.
Okay. So he's going to get to meet him.
Yeah. Doug was put up for adoption as an infant by his biological mother. And Raul never knew he had a son until Doug discovered him through Ancestry.com.
Oh, boy.
And so because of that.
What a way to find that out.
Right.
Wow.
That you were adopted. Wow. And so they wanted, and Doug ended up reaching out to Raul and wanted to get together and talk to him. They've done a lot of Zoom meetings, a lot of Zoom conversations with the family.
They have talked before.
Right.
Just never in person.
No. And so Doug thought, well, I'm going to do it just like Buddy the Elf did.
Dress up like Buddy the
Elf.
Right,
and we're going to pick up Raul at the airport, and he's going to come be with the family for the holidays. And so Doug does basically the Buddy the Elf thing right here.
My dad, I'm never met, and I was adopted.
So he is dressed as Buddy the Elf,
okay,
with a sign that says Dad on it.
In the middle of everybody.
Right,
yeah.
At the airport.
And guess what? I love you, I love you, I love you.
It's a really cool moment.
Okay.
And Raul goes up and hugs Doug.
Yeah.
And his wife's in the background screaming, the kids are super excited.
How fun.
Raul's never seen Elf.
No, he didn't know.
He didn't know.
He didn't know.
He didn't even know this was a thing.
He's like looking at this guy and he's like, what are you dressed like and why are you, oh my God. Right. Maybe I was better off not having met you.
Right. Can you imagine you're meeting your kid for the first time and he's dressed like a ridiculous person in a
It actually, ironically, he plays the exact role that the character who's his dad plays.
The flip of the dad.
Movie.
Yeah.
He doesn't know.
I mean, it was,
is there anything worse than telling a perfectly timed joke that no one gets because they haven't seen the movie that you're talking about?
Like, and it's like a movie that like 90% of the world has seen.
Yeah.
It's like everybody knows that those lines from that movie. And
you want to sit there and be like, guys, this was so funny and creative, and no one understands it but me. It's so embarrassing at the moment.
They had to have shown Raul that movie after.
I get this. I can feel this. This happens like once a week to me on this show. Oh.
That's funny.
Coming up next
with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Coriel referred to some like girl show that she watched when she was 10.
Right.
When I was in my 20s and you were in your 30s. And neither of us understand.
Or I know about
herself.
It, but because I'm a
she's just laughing
ridiculous. Yeah. Anyway, we'll get more of that coming up. Christmas gifts, and we've got some gifts for you in the best of the best with Maker I Money coming up.
Wake up, wake up.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick
on Lincoln's Kicks 96.9.
Yes, boy. What? Oh my God!
Chewy. We're home.
So, we have a combination of the best Christmas gifts of 2020. First of all, your son's reaction to the PS5 was absolutely epic.
It was cool, man. That was a really happy dad moment. Very fortunate to be able to give him one, and it was cool.
That's very cool. My son, he didn't have the exact same reaction other than he tried to bargain his way to getting it 2 weeks in advance.
I was going to say, he knew about it, right?
Yeah, he knew about it. He's 17. So but as soon as he got it and unwrapped it, it was the last gift. I made sure it was the last gift that he unwrapped before family and everybody came over. And he's like, all right, I'm going to go set it up. And so he instantly went in to set it up. He's like, I'm going to set up the PS4 for you because that's what we've been sharing.
Sure.
And he moved it out into the living room. He set it up, and he had an alternative motive because he had to transfer all the data.
Yeah,
like, it's going to be like 7 hours before
it'll
you
take
can
a while, Dad.
Touch it.
Don't worry about it.
But yeah, so that was
NBD.
Pretty funny. And did you get anything good for Christmas?
I got to give my son that present.
Yeah,
he didn't
exactly.
Do my wife and I this year decided we wait till next year to give each other presents. So
good idea.
We don't have a ton of extra income at the moment. So
yeah, no, I get that.
We're gonna wait till next year and do that whole thing. But it was fun just to watch
play video games with Carter.
Yeah, just to watch Carter get that, and then Bailey had a great Christmas, and my father-in-law got our kids the loudest, most annoying toys he could find.
No, of course.
He even bragged about it. Like one of them is this little bunny. You turn on and it like hops around the room and then it goes,
what?
Didn't know bunnies made that noise. And then it hops, stops. So I'm trying to get my dog to eat it. I've been like, get that thing. Get it, Sam. Get it.
Eat that damn thing.
Get it, Sam.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's horrible. It's one of those things where I make notes, and one of these days I'm going to send a box of toys out to my father-in-law's house for when the kids go out there, and it'll be all of the most annoying toys I can find.
That's awesome.
Most all of them will be from him. Love you. Love you, dad-in-law.
I got one of those massage guns.
Yeah, those are sweet.
Christmas, which was a good gift. The big one though is one that we've talked about on this show for a long time, in relation to my brother and myself.
So tell this story so people understand what is about to happen.
So my brother is 4 years younger than me. When we were kids, I collected all kinds of Star Wars figurines. Okay. Had everything but the Millennium Falcon. That's the only thing that I didn't really get as a kid. But one year, and I can't even remember how old he was, but something happened between the two of us.
Yeah.
And my brother, as revenge, decided to bite the head off my Han Solo action figure.
Which is now worth a lot of money, by the way.
Right.
Yeah, you should sue him.
It's been a long time thing between the two of us. He owes you like a hundred bucks,
I bet.
At least. Well, my brother decides to this year wrap up. He found the exact same action figure.
Okay.
In the Star Wars collectibles.
Yes.
And gave it to me for Christmas.
There you go. Did you cry?
No, I was like, this is awesome. This is crazy, but it's awesome. We come full circle with you.
Nice.
He still doesn't even know. Because I think I was like 8.
So then why did he buy that for you?
Because he felt bad.
So he does know. What do you mean he doesn't know?
He doesn't know what drove him to the action of biting the head off the action figure.
Yeah, I wonder what you did.
I don't know. I probably pushed him down something.
Yeah.
Because I did that a lot.
Shoved him down some stairs.
I still remember.
Take that! I'll eat the head off of your toy!
So my parents moved the house that they have now on the land that they have in Martell. They moved it. And when that process, there was a giant dirt pile.
Yeah.
And like really tall one. So us kids would get up there with bikes and roll down it. I remember pushing my brother right down.
Yeah, just get out of here.
And tapped him and he rolled all the way down the hill.
This is Sparta. I feel bad that I did that to him back then. Maybe that's what it was.
Maybe it was, but it was, I don't know. So it was kind of full circle to get a Han Solo action figure. I won't open that box.
No. Container. Isn't it an original?
It's one of the original collectible ones.
Oh, yeah. You've spent a lot
with
of money
Han
on
Solo
that.
From the. It's like Bespin is one of the Han Solo character.
I wonder how much.
And it has the goggles and everything comes with it. So I was like, that was kind of a, like, holy cow, that was really cool.
Han Solo toy.
That I was so horrible to my brother with.
Let's see what we got here. I wonder how much he just. All right, here we go. On eBay, that toy. Unopened.
Is there an average price on it? The Han Solo figurine.
It's claiming $200.
Oh, crap.
I can't believe he would have bought that for $200 for it. Maybe.
Maybe he did.
Yeah, there it is right there.
I mean, I did help him get a job and stuff. So
Han Solo, $197.50.
Wow.
So that's.
Yeah, I'm never going to open that thing.
No, keep it closed.
It's going to stay in its container and just sit on a shelf and look really
Yeah,
nice.
Here's another one, $196. Wow. So, yeah, right in that neighborhood.
All right.
Wow.
Cool. So that was kind of a cool gift to get.
$230 this guy's trying to make out.
$230?
Like a bandit on people.
Yeah, some people wreck the price up. But so there you go. That's kind of the gift given that goes, hopefully you guys got what you wanted. Maybe just got a chance to hang with family and friends. That'd be a good thing, too. So hopefully you had a great Christmas, and there you go.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
We have a few more Christmas gifts wrapped for you. They're called the best.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
In the morning.
On Kicks 96.9.
It's the end of the year. And so with that, we are getting you the best of the best chosen by you. The best of 2020. I know they're not a lot of great things about 2020, but there's some good stuff, including your favorites from Denim or Dump 'Em, Couples Therapy, and also Make It Right Monday. And we already had last week Bernie and his brother-in-law with the bicycle wife. That was like the most voted on the Kicks Morning Show page. You can go to our Facebook page, Kicks Morning Show, and pick out what you think were the best of 2020. You still have a chance to vote on Denim or Dump 'Em and Couples Therapy. We've got two of them for you today. One we'll do here now, and then one coming up at the 8 o'clock hour for your favorites from Make It Right Monday. And this is Jasmine Peterson's favorite one, and hopefully it is of yours, too.
Hey, yeah, you messed up. Everything was wrong. and JP, Liz, and Husker Nick are here to help. It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
Peyton needs to make it right by his friend Robbie, and of course he gets a hold of us, the professionals in making it right.
Yes.
Good morning, Peyton. How's it going?
It's going great. How are you guys doing?
Good, thanks. So what's going on with you and your buddy Robbie?
Okay. He's just been pissing me off. And let me tell you a story, okay? It starts with my wife. Like, my wife is a smoking hot woman. You know, she takes care of herself, has a great body, works out all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And,
congratulations.
We're in our mid-40s, yeah. And most of our friends have kind of let themselves go a little bit. You know what I mean?
Right.
But she hasn't. And good Peyton, for her. Who just happens to be a neighbor of ours as well, like, every time he sees her, he goes in for a hug, which is okay. But, I mean, the hug just lingers too long. He holds it too tight. I mean, his hand slips down too low on her back.
Right?
A lot of times it looks like he's reaching around so far, he's trying to get some side boob.
What?
Exactly.
Are you sure you're not reading into this?
That's like squeezing her to death.
Yeah.
Wow. So he's really trying to press his body up against her body.
Is he a large man who can't help it, maybe? And doesn't realize?
Well, he's on the larger side, but he can help it. He is trying to reach around. Do you know what I mean?
You do know when, like, people have ill intentions when they hug somebody. Yeah.
A lot of them do.
Sure.
Anyway, so I called him on it a couple of weeks ago.
Right?
Because I couldn't take anymore. And anyway, my wife got pissed off at me and got mad and said, okay, well, now I have to come here and make it right.
Okay.
Nice. Thanks for listening. That sounds good.
So your wife wants you to apologize to the neighbor because she thinks it's not a big deal.
Yeah, she thinks it's not a big deal.
So...
so it's like, if it's not a big deal, I guess I've just been making up in my head, you know?
I mean, right. It's a compliment, sort of. I mean, it is.
I mean, come on.
No,
like, my wife's husband gets this all the time, and it gets annoying.
Okay.
You must feel really bad for him, Nick.
I do. Terrible guy. People always hugging him. Extended. Just my neighbor Kevin can't stop hugging me. I get it. It's the same thing.
Can't trying to reach enough. For your butt just to get a little cop of feel.
Hey, yeah. Been doing some squats, buddy.
All you did say that. You mentioned that the other day that you were doing like 300 squats.
A day. An hour.
Wow.
Just working this booty.
Wow.
I mean, you've got like a Kim Kardashian booty by now. We haven't seen you in so long.
Well, muscular.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's true.
There's not a lot of she can do with that thing besides just be giant.
God.
Okay. Well,
I'm looking for explosion here, okay?
So anyway, back to the creepy hugging. Never thought I'd want to get back to that, but back to
Liz, have you ever had a dude that creepily hugged you?
I mean, I think all hugs are creepy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You don't like just like a good hug?
No.
Really?
Let's mash our front parts together. Like, no, I don't really. It's weird.
Let's mash our front parts together.
No, I think
you can do a side hug. It's okay.
My favorite pickup line in college would not have worked on you, Liz. That's what I just found out. Holy cow.
Oh, Nick, were you one of those, where's my hug, guys?
No. I just would say, like, hey, let's mash our front parts together. And then hopefully that worked.
And that was going to be your thing.
It's just a weird concept. I'll say it. Even my dog doesn't like hugs. It runs in the family.
Okay.
Nice. Right. Well, so you think this neighbor of yours is, like, purposefully being creepy and rubbing up on your wife?
He totally is. Well, that's my POV, but it's like, I guess she sees it different, so it's like, I guess I got to apologize.
Well, yeah. I mean, that would be annoying if that's actually happening. That would, you know, that'd be annoying. So
is this going to be a sincere apology, or is this a, my wife is making me apologize?
Well, I got to trust her. She doesn't feel anything from him, so it's like, if she's not feeling it, I guess it's just me getting all worked up. Maybe I'm just a little bit jealous. I don't know.
So but, somewhat of a sincere apology.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or like,
so
like
a semi-sincere.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, Peyton, we'll give Robbie a call. We'll see if we can get him on, and then we'll give you the opportunity to make it right, and we'll try to help you out.
That would be great. Thank you.
Coming up. Next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick show.
It's one of Jasmine's favorites and hopefully one of yours too. With Make It Right Monday, the one with the overly aggressive hugger. what went down when we called to make the apology. That's coming up. And you can vote on your favorites of 2020. The Kix Morning Show page on Facebook.
Wake up, y'all.
You know where to find me in the morning.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Yeah, you messed up. Everything was wrong. And JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick are here to help. It's Make It Right Monday on Kix 96.9.
As we wrap up 2020, you chose the best of the best of Make It Right Monday. We'll get two of them for you, Dave. First one now, and then another one coming up at 8:40. This one is the best of the best when it comes to the hugger, and we'll explain that. Resetting what's going on, Peyton and needs to make it right by his friend Robbie. Peyton has a beautiful wife that Robbie likes to hug a lot. In fact, every time he sees her.
Just the way you say that.
What?
The way you said he just likes to hug a lot. Like, he does. Oh.
He's a hugger, which oh, Liz thinks that hugs are gross.
Yeah.
Yep. But so for Peyton, it seems like those hugs are a little long, and it looks like he's trying to cop a feel. And so he got mad at Robbie, and his wife told him, no, you need to apologize to him. Go back over there and apologize to him. And then she wanted him to come on with us and make a public apology.
Which she sounds like an amazing woman because she's a fan of our show.
Yes, we appreciate her as well by being a fan of our show. So we're going to facilitate the apology. All right, so Peyton, we got Robbie on hold. He's been sitting there waiting for us. We'll get him on. We'll kind of talk with him a little bit and set him up to have you apologize, and we'll see what happens, okay?
Thanks so much.
Good morning, Robbie.
Hello.
Hey, man, it's JP Liz Husker Nick. How's it going?
Hey, how's it going? It's going well. Thank you.
Good, good.
Been hugging a lot of people. Well, you've probably been missing hugs.
Yeah, like the social distancing thing, yeah.
It's been hard.
Well, so we do a thing called Make It Right Monday, and you're on said thing right now because someone would like to apologize and make it right by something that went down.
What went down?
Okay. Well, we'll
explain.
We'll let your neighbor Peyton explain. Go ahead, Peyton.
Oh, hey, Robbie. Hey, Peyton, what's going on, man?
Well, you know, a couple of weeks ago when I gave you shit about, like, you know, hugging Debbie all the time. I'm sorry. I thought that you were, like, getting in there and grabbing, copping a feel and holding her too long and shit like that. And then it's like, something's wrong, and I'm sorry. I didn't mean to, like, you know, insult you like that. Like, I guess I was just... Anyway, I love having you as a neighbor. You're a great guy, and I'm sorry. All right, I just want to say I'm sorry for cutting you out.
Hey, man, you don't have to apologize to me. Seriously, you don't have to apologize to me.
That's nice.
I was copping a feel, Debbie.
I'm sorry, what?
Wait a second.
All right.
Wait a second. What?
Oh, are you... His wife is hot. I mean, a total babe.
Okay.
Every time. I go for that hug every damn time. I know it. You're an asshole, man. You are an
Oh, God.
Oh, come on, man. It's not like I'm trying to do anything more. It's just, you know, she likes me, she lets me, and why not get a little squeeze going?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
No, come on.
No, you're joking.
No, I'm not doing anything, you know? It's just a hug, but it's a good hug. I mean, you would take a hug from her, too. She's gorgeous, and she got those boobies. They press against you. It feels good.
Is your neighbor 12?
What?
Wow.
Oh, no. Dude.
What?
He knows I'm not 12.
Oh, what?
Robbie, do not come out of your house today. Do not come out of your house.
Come on, Peyton. Come on. Your wife is gorgeous. She's gorgeous, and she's always working out. I can see her through the window.
Okay.
Wait, what?
Are you drunk?
It's a little early for Everclear or any kind of beverage right now.
It's 7:30 in the morning. What's happening here?
Okay.
Sometimes when I am drunk, sure, but not now.
Oh my God.
You need
to be more respectful to that man's wife.
Yeah, I think it would have been better if you would have said you're drunk.
After a couple of drinks, her hugs feel even better.
Wow.
Oh, Peyton, wow. Do not go over there and punch this guy. Yeah, social distancing.
Please don't.
Social distance.
We haven't gotten your waiver back yet. I don't want to have to deal with that.
Our boss is going to be so mad. Okay.
Wow.
So.
This is not the direction I thought this would go.
I think this might be the first time we're going to allow you to take back your apology if you'd like.
Yeah, there you go.
You do not have to do it. You are 100% right.
If anything, Peyton, if your wife is listening, she now knows.
Right. So,
and if she still goes in for a hug, I would kind of look at that a little weird.
Oh, Nick, don't start something.
Yeah, that's a whole side thing.
I was like, I'm just saying, now that she's heard, if your wife is like jogging over there for a big hug, you need to start thinking about stuff.
I hear you.
Peyton, we apologize. This didn't work out the way we hoped it would.
Not at all.
It's not your fault. Thank you for getting me, helping me get to the truth. Anyway, seriously, Peyton, this is a compliment I'm paying you here. I'm not trying to offend you. You have a gorgeous.
Well, you have a head injury. That's not a compliment.
Okay.
Oh, come on, buddy. I'm not trying to take it too far or anything.
I'm so uncomfortable.
Just people in the world trying to feel good.
Okay. All right.
Should we move on, Liz?
Yes, I think let's...
All right. Robbie, thanks for taking our phone call.
JP, you met your match. Anytime. That guy's creepier than you.
Thanks, Nick.
You're welcome.
And Peyton, good luck, and hopefully your wife heard what went down. If not, it'll be on our podcast so she can catch up and find out.
Oh my, I'll make sure she hears it.
Okay. Guys, thanks for being on the show. Have a good day.
Thank you all as well.
That's one of Jasmine's favorites.
Man.
For Make It Right Monday.
Wow.
I completely forgot about that one.
So he was totally hugging the neighbor.
Because she's hot.
And he was like copping a feel.
Mm-hmm.
My question is you know she notices. How many times has she gone back in for hugs?
Well, and then have her husband.
That's the thing.
Apologize to the guy. Because she must be okay with the hugs.
That would be the thing that would worry me. Is like she knows that this dude's copping a feel every time. He hugs her.
She enjoys the attention.
I don't know. I'm not saying that. That might not be true. I have no idea. I just know it sounds like she hugs. They hug a lot.
Yeah.
I'd be questioning that. You know he's a over-hugger, and you're still getting hugs, lady.
We'll get more of your best of the best coming up.
Come on, man.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Brightens up your day
on Kix 96.9. Men, men, men,
men, manly men. As guys, we like to do manly things.
That's right, man. Manly stuff.
Who wouldn't want a flamethrower? Was it Elon Musk who was selling those at the beginning of the year?
Probably.
I think so.
I think there was flamethrowers. Like, I've seen flamethrower drones. Are now
Wait,
a thing.
What?
Yeah.
That sounds horrifying.
That I made fun of that. That's how bad it was. Like 3-4 years ago, I made a fake commercial for one mocking a flamethrower drone.
Completely forgot
and
about
now they exist, so you can like burn wasp nests out of trees and stuff.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea. That's like a forest fire or anything.
Yeah. So that's
the latest thing is now there's two videos now out. With people clearing their driveway and the snow in their driveway with flamethrowers.
Okay.
And
all right.
There's a dude in Kentucky who did it and did it in a unique way by dressing up as Cousin Eddie. You remember from National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation?
Here was full.
Ah, yeah. You checked our honey?
Clark, please. He doesn't know any better.
He ought to know it's illegal. It's a storm sewer. If it fills with gas, I pity the person who lights a match within 10 yards of it.
So Timothy Browning went out in his front yard. He's in Kentucky, which explains a lot. And he's dressed in the white bathrobe, slippers, and the hat and cigar in his mouth and a can of beer in his hand with his flamethrower.
Okay.
And clearing off his driveway, which instantly it melts the snow.
Yeah. No, it's very effective in melting snow, a flamethrower, but it seems like it'd be dangerous. Although, people will hurt themselves every year shoveling snow.
Right. It can mess with your back.
You know, like third-degree burn or dislocated, got a bulging disc in your back.
Right.
Either way, it sucks, I suppose.
I don't know. I mean, a flamethrower sounds like a lot of fun. But yeah,
it would be. I just don't know if I'd want one of those just laying around the house.
No, you'd have to put that like
a legit flamethrower.
Like way up away from the kids to be able to have the flamethrower clear off the driveway.
Just flamethrow the driveway off. I mean, nothing's going to catch fire because it's soaking wet outside.
Right. It's just snow and ice.
I don't know. I feel like this is a terrible idea, but it sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Like you said at the beginning. See, here's the catch, though. You mentioned like men like to do manly things, which is like code for stupid things. And we do a lot of dumb stuff. Yep. And I feel like this will get chalked right up there for that.
It's one of the dumbest things out there.
It'd be dumb. I feel like only a matter of time before you're like, and you should have seen that coming.
Yep.
Coming up next.
Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On the way, what we'll be drinking to ring in the new year and get rid of 2020. And more of the best of the best with...
Get up, y'all. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Every morning.
In the morning.
On Kicks 96.9.
Well, New Year's will be a little bit different. More people getting blitzed at home this year. I mean, we've been, I'm sure, drinking quite a bit more than we have in past years.
I've been saying that I think the biggest thing to come out of COVID in 2020, the COVID-19 pandemic, is going to be a lot of people having cirrhosis of their liver.
Great.
I'm pretty sure that's going to be the... We'll find out that's what happens.
Right. So what will you be sipping in your living room when midnight hits? A study came out about the most uniquely popular New Year's drinks in all 50 states, not including beer. So they took beer out of this.
Okay.
For here in Nebraska and also Iowa and Oklahoma, vodka crayons. One of my absolute favorite drinks. That's the number one.
Cranberry. That's a good golfing beverage. That's a good summer golfing beverage.
I like whiskey lemonades.
Yeah, those are good too. Those are good golfing beverages. But surprised it's the mixed drinks of the New Year's, but
right. Yeah. Champagne, of course, the number one thing, but like frozen daiquiris, which are not a bad thing.
No, those are good.
Amaretto sours, pretty decent.
I'm an old-fashioned kind of guy.
Okay.
Is what I am.
Those are coming. I don't think on the list. I don't think see the old fashioned on the list.
They down in New Orleans. I know they do their version of an old fashioned. But yeah, an old fashioned is that's a good beverage.
12 states have a favorite drink that didn't place anywhere else like in New Hampshire than like margaritas.
That didn't place anywhere else.
How did that not pop up?
I mean, margaritas, little party action.
Mimosas in Utah.
A mimosa. See, but that's, I guess. Isn't that a morning beverage? A mimosa like a wake up?
Isn't it champagne and orange juice?
Yeah. I mean,
that's pretty basic.
Like that's a morning beverage?
Yeah. Hawaii likes rum and Coke.
Yeah, Hawaii. That's because Hawaii's just simple, man. Like, that's their
they're
like,
pretty basic.
Just give us a rum and Coke and we'll call it even. Captain.
Wyoming's into the White Russians, which that has become one of my new favorites.
I don't know. I can't do those. Just fill me up.
Yeah, you can only have like a couple of them. It's a lot of milk.
It is. See, you drink two of those things, and you're like, well, I'm 1,400 calories into the evening. Here we go.
I was gifted a bottle of the adult eggnog.
Oh, boy.
Where it has it all mixed up together.
Yeah.
I would have to go and like mix a little bit of that with regular eggnog because it was super strong.
Oh, really?
But
oh,
then it also, like a White Russian, it fills you up pretty good.
Yeah, it does.
So there you go. You can choose to... drink whatever beverage.
So vodka cranberry will be the beverage of choice around Nebraska.
Yes, the number one choice.
According to those, all right. Mm-hmm.
If you want to bust into some vodka crayons, that's a one way to wrap up this crazy, crazy year.
Coming up
next
with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
We'll continue to wrap up the crazy year with your favorites with Make It Right, another best of the best for 2020 coming up, and we'll get into the nitty gritty too.
Wake up, y'all.
You know where to find me in the morning.
This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
Coming up, Carrie Underwood's got a gift for everybody. Dan and Shay made a gift of new homes, a big deal for the holidays, and your favorite videos, the best of the best.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Coriel has your nitty-gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
Coriel's got a couple days off, so I'll get you the nitty-gritty from Music City. Starting with Carrie Underwood, just pulled a, hey, I think there's one more present behind the tree that you missed gag that all parents have tried. No, it wasn't a Red Ryder BB gun. It's a new album, and she went on Instagram to tell everybody about it.
I've been making music that I love, giving my heart to the Lord with my gift, which you guys have been so wonderful to support. I basically didn't want all of that to end when I was making this music. I felt like my soul was in such a great place. I wanted to keep making music like the music off of my gift. So I am here to give you guys a little gift right now and announce that I did that. I went ahead and made some more music. I made an album called My Savior, which is hopefully just a little companion to my gift. This album is full of gospel hymns that I grew up singing. And I feel like you guys have kind of been asking me for a while to make an album like that because I've been lucky enough to do songs like that here and there along the way in my career. So that's what I did.
My Savior, look for that new album due closer to Easter, but very cool that she followed up My Gift, the Christmas album, with My Savior, which you'll get for you very soon. Dan and Shay helped three families celebrate the holidays in a new home. So the parents teamed up with Safe Haven Family Shelter and surprised three homeless families with starter homes.
So we're here downtown Nashville at Safe Haven.
What's up, everybody? What a warm welcome.
This is a pretty incredible day, being here with Safe Haven and Ashley Home Store. What they do is they provide affordable housing for families that are experiencing homelessness. There's some incredible families here who are being moved into some amazing homes, and we're going to be a part of that. It's going to be a really, really special day. We're fired up about it.
To make it even greater, the duo, who called the collaboration the highlight of their year, also recruited Ashley Home Store to make sure the homes were completely decorated, including decor for the holidays. So a very cool thing. And finally, with only a few days left of 2020, CMT announced their picks for the best videos of the year, with the top one going to Gabby Barrett's I Hope, followed by Mara Morris's The Bones, Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani, Nobody But You. And then rounding out the top five, Miranda Lambert's Bluebird and Ingrid Andress's More Hearts Than Mine. So, and some great videos and great new music that happened in 2020. We look forward to more great new music coming in 2021. With the nitty gritty for Music City, I'm JP for Kix
96.9. JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. Country mornings are the best.
Yeah.
Wake up in the morning.
Kick it right Monday. On Kix 96.9.
And we're getting you the best of the best, voted on by you. You choose on the Kix Morning Show Facebook page. And you can still do that for your favorites for Denver Dump on My Couples Therapy. We'll have some of the best tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday. Just go to our Facebook page, Kix Morning Show, and vote on your favorites. This one was chosen by a lot of people, including Candace, who wanted to rehear the one with the apology to the ex. Becky needs us to help make it right. Is it right that you're trying to make it right with your ex-husband?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good morning. Okay. Welcome to the show.
Hi. It just means she still cares about him after the fact, and she wants to be, she's got a
civil,
big heart.
I guess.
And yeah, I mean,
being civil.
Not everybody hates their ex after they get a divorce.
That's true. That's true.
Some people want to be super nice and friends still, which sounds like what we have here.
Okay. Well, Becky, give us kind of the background. What's going on?
Okay. So, I mean, I haven't really been the best wife. I do admit I did some really bad things. Okay, so we've been divorced for like 4 months now.
Okay.
And
wow.
Listen, I just want you guys to call my ex-husband and apologize him for all the people I've slept with in the last few months. I've done some damage.
You still have to do the apologizing.
We're gonna say, we're just going to help facilitate it.
What do you mean? Like, you're sleeping with his friends or family, or what are you talking about? What does this mean?
Okay, I did sleep with his boss, who is married.
Oh no!
Wow.
Yeah, and I did sleep with his stepbrother.
Oh no!
Are you kidding?
One of his teammates on his volleyball team.
And then
I have slept with his new neighbor.
Are you kidding me? Wow, yes. Becky.
Are you targeting these people? Is that what it is?
Just kind of happening. These things do happen, you guys. Especially when you're fresh out of a relationship and you are kind of excited to be with new people. But listen, I forgave him for sleeping around on me. And
did you?
I don't know. I just think that that maybe he should forgive me.
Wait.
You know, like an eye for an eye. Like, yeah, I forgave him for all the people he slept with. And now I just want him to.
Okay, so he's.
And, like, it's also awkward because, like, we have a dog, and, like, every time we have to pass the dog back and forth, it's just, like, really awkward. So I feel like we should just both be like, hey, you slept with a bunch of people. I slept with a bunch of people. Let's just move on. Let's just forgive each other.
Okay, so he knows that you've been sleeping around with a bunch of his friends and people he knows, and he's mad about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So he already knows you're not also dropping a bombshell here.
I like that you guys share a dog back and forth still.
Yeah.
After being that's good. It's well, like a child.
But that's important. It's just like your baby. It's a deal. Okay.
I mean, where do you think he was sleeping with all those other people? Like, clearly he was going to the dog park and like hitting on people and deciding he wanted to do them in like 5 minutes.
Oh.
Wow. Holy cow. So okay. So out of retribution, you decided to. Sleep with people in his life. Gotcha. All right. Hey, you know.
And now you're trying to call a ceasefire, basically.
Yeah.
Is that what's going on?
Oh, no.
For the benefit of your dog.
Are you actually going to stop, though? Or are you just...
I mean, it's not clear.
Okay. Just wanted... I mean, I have no problem with it. You can... You guys aren't married anymore.
Right. Whatever.
And I mean, it takes two to tango. Yeah, his friends are in. So.
Those are consenting adults. So, like, do your thing. Oh, I'm not telling you stuff. I just want to know if you're, like... Hey, I'm not going to do this anymore. I want to apologize. Or if it's just like, sounds more like you just want to get it out there, acknowledge it.
It's ceasefire and move on.
Oh, man.
And exactly.
Have him be okay with it.
Tell him be like, all right, it's all fun and games, kind of like, haha, joke's been done. It's like, let's both stop.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. We just need to like grow up and be like, yeah, we both screwed up.
But I'm
forgive each other for the sake of our dog.
And how do you think he's going to react when we call him?
Right.
I mean, I hope he's fine. Like, I hope we both forgive each other and we can just get over all of this.
Okay.
Be grown-ups and share a dog.
We both made the same mistakes.
And he knows. You know, like, okay. And he knows. And just to be clear, so what you're saying, if I'm gathering all this right, so you guys got divorced. He cheated on you while you were married. Post-marriage, you've now been sleeping with people he knows to get back at him, and you just want to call a ceasefire.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
All right.
Wow.
Okay.
And you slept with his stepbrother, and his neighbor, and his boss, and who was the other person?
It's a member of his volleyball team.
Someone on his volleyball team. Bump set Spike. Wow.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
I mean to laugh, but wow.
I mean, hey,
you do what you're going
to
do.
Too,
I'm not.
So that, you know.
Yeah, listen, like I said, it takes two to tango.
Some of the blame, too.
Yes, like they know you're his ex-wife.
Oh, yeah, they did what they did.
Exactly.
Right, especially the stepbrother. Oh, man. They must hate each other.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, okay. All right.
Only stepbrothers, they're Eskimo brothers now.
Ew. Oh.
Wow.
Okay. All right. Well,
that's crazy.
This is the first, Becky. So we'll call Ronnie and try to get him on the phone, and we'll try to. I don't know.
I hope he's
soften the blow.
I just hope that this goes as smoothly as you're making me feel like it's going to.
I don't think it's
because I'm not going to lie. I'm a little nervous.
Yeah.
I'm excited, but a little nervous.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll call Ronnie and try to help you make it right. Okay, Becky.
Okay, great.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
Do you remember what happened on this one? The one with the exes? It's one of Candace's favorite. So we'll find out with part two of the best of the best of Make It Right coming up.
Hey, you messed up. Everything was wrong. And JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick are here to help. Make it right. It's Make It Right Monday. On Kix 96.9.
It was Becky and Ronnie. It was voted on by you as one of the best of the best when it comes to Make It Right Monday. And it's one of Candace's favorite. Let's find out how it goes with Becky and her ex-husband. So if you're just joining us, Becky got a hold of us. She's been divorced for about 4 months. She is calling and wants us to call her ex-husband to apologize to him for sleeping with some of the people in his life. So far on the list, his boss, who's married, his stepbrother, one of his teammates from volleyball, and even the new neighbor.
Could you real quick repeat the line right before you listed the people?
Someone would apologize to him for sleeping with some of the people in his life.
This is going to go terribly.
Yeah.
Like, what are we about to get into?
Apparently, he cheated on her when they were married, and now she's going to do the tour of... I don't know, the tour of Ronnie and visit all of his friends.
Oh, man.
Throughout the neighborhood. Wow. And then she wants us to get a hold of him because we're his favorite show. And apparently help her apologize in air quotes, about what went down. This is going to be interesting. All right, Becky, we've got Ronnie on hold. We are going to bring him on, chat with him a little bit, and then you can come forth with your apology or your offer for a ceasefire or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever you decide you want to do with this, okay?
Okay.
Hey, good morning, Ronnie.
Make it right Mondays.
Yes. Ronnie knows the show.
He is a fan and he knows.
How you doing, Ronnie?
I'm good. How are you, JP?
Good, man. Thanks for listening to the show and being a part of our show every day, man. We appreciate you.
Hey, I'm happy to be here. So, okay, what's going on? Who's giving me what now?
Any clues on who might be
giving you anything?
Who might be wanting to make it right by you, Ronnie?
Well, I know my buddy Tommy still owes me $1,200 for the last year and a half.
Wow, okay.
We were just talking about it the other day, so I'm hoping we got Tommy on the line.
Oh, wow. My gosh. I wish we had Tommy on the line.
Right. No, actually, it's not Tommy. We have your ex-wife on the phone with us.
Oh, jeez.
Hi, Ronnie.
Well, hello, Uber. How are you?
Oh, God.
Oh, okay.
Is this a rideshare joke?
Take it easy.
A rideshare joke, yeah.
I know I deserve that one. And, you know, listen, I just want to apologize for some of the people I slept with in your life, but I was mad, and I wanted to get back at you, and you did some really hurtful things to me, and I retaliated in the way that I did, and I think that we should just call a ceasefire.
Ronnie?
Yeah, I'm like 1,000 times less excited than I was 1 minute ago.
Yeah, sorry about that, Rand.
Sorry, dude.
Sorry.
I mean, I don't know what I'm supposed to do now. She's a hoe, and she slept with people that I know after we split up. It's not
You slept with people I know during our marriage.
Well, either way, this is not a fun radio conversation to have, I wouldn't think. I don't know what you want me to say. Oh, I forgive you. Let's get back together and let's raise William together. Let's, you know, everything will just be perfect again because you did a radio call in. No, we've talked about this, and this is not the time or the place. And I'm also not getting my money from Tommy, so now I'm double pissed.
Becky?
I mean, I think we should just, I don't know, I think we should forgive each other. I mean, we both made the exact same mistakes. I personally think that my mistakes aren't as bad as his because mine happened after we split up.
Okay.
I mean, I'm willing to forgive him. I let him get away with sleeping with all those people. I just don't understand why he can't forgive me.
It was one person, and we didn't sleep together. We've talked about this.
Oh, we know you guys did.
I worked with a girl. Okay, you guys listen. A girl that I worked with, we hung out a time or two. She kissed me once. That was the end of it, all right? I told Becky about it, and she went ape. Okay, so that was the beginning. And then we just had months of me sleeping on the couch or her staying at her sister's, that kind of shit. And then we got divorced, and now she feels like she owes me this sort of revenge or whatever, but it wasn't like I cheated all over town, and she was like, get out! It wasn't anything like that. It was a slow process, like, and now she's just going around purposely targeting these people that I have in my life. I don't even work at the place where I used to work anymore because I saw pictures of her and my old boss in her phone. He was like asleep in his underwear and she's like in front of him posing like a selfie.
Oh, God.
She knew
what?
That I would see it eventually.
Listen, so, I found texts in your phone. I found texts in your phone. I know that whatever was going on between you and her was way deeper.
What if, wow. All right, here, really quick, Ronnie, guys, hang on. So what if, because we're here to try to make this right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
She called us because she wants to have a ceasefire where she wants to,
not really apologize, but
let
like,
bygones be bygones. Yes. Just right. Let it go.
So she's basically calling to tell you that she wants to do you a favor by not sleeping with your friends and people in your life, I think is what we're getting at here. What does that sound like to you, Ronnie? How does that sound if we can make, can we negotiate that?
A truce.
What do you think about her not sleeping with your friends and family?
Oh, that sounds like a great step forward. I don't know if I feel like if she agrees not to do that, then her brain is going to make her want to do it even more.
That's not true. I mean it. Now
it's like a challenge for her. Now she's like, oh, who can't I sleep with? Oh, hello, Ronnie's friend.
Oh, my God, Ronnie, you're being ridiculous.
I should be talking to you right now.
Becky, I don't think we're going to make this right today.
Wow.
No,
well,
it's as right as it's going to be, okay? Yeah. We are nothing anymore, you and I. The few things that we still have joint ownership of, you're a great dog mom. You are not a good person.
Okay.
All right. Well, we efforted.
Yeah, we did the best we could, Becky.
Well, thanks, you guys.
I was 95% sure JP was going to be able to save that.
No,
man,
he dropped that one. So yeah, sorry.
Oh, are you blaming it on me again?
Yeah.
Well,
okay. It's nobody's fault.
Thank you, Ron.
I'm not into it.
Right.
I don't want any part of it. I don't blame you guys at all.
There's nothing.
And I know that.
Right.
I know you've got a room of T-shirts and bumper stickers and whatnot, so maybe we cut a little side deal here.
That's how we make it right?
Whatever. I mean, his stepbrother's better in bed than he is anyway.
All right.
All I know is it sounds like she might keep going on this track, and I think, judging from how Ronnie's been talking to JP, JP is Ronnie's favorite radio host, so you better have your head on a swivel, JP.
Oh, yeah.
Ronnie.
Oh, God.
Right.
Don't you dare.
No. Right.
Okay, well, now that was just a challenge.
Okay.
Oh, man, he is totally going to get drugged.
Super awkward. Okay, Becky. Thanks for reaching out to us. Ronnie, we appreciate you listening to the show, man. We are sorry for what you two are going through, and we wish you the best.
Thanks, man. Sorry I couldn't be more exciting for your radio.
No, it's real life, man. It's your life, dude. It's no big deal.
Yeah, you're good, man.
Yeah.
Thanks for
listening to the show, Ronnie.
All right. Take it easy, you guys.
All right. Thanks, Becky.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Thanks. Bye.
Up next, go next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick show.
So you can still vote on your favorites, the best ofs to wrap up 2020. Tomorrow it'll be Datum or Dump 'Em. We'll have tomorrow and Thursday for the top four Datum or Dump 'Ems of 2020, and you can vote on those still on our Facebook page, Kicks Morning Show on Facebook. Go vote there for that one. And couples therapy as we wrap up 2020 with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick. It's Kicks.